Hello, Josh. How are you?
Morning, Loz. Morning, Mido. How are you guys?
Yeah, really well, thanks, mate. And GWS had a big night at the tribunal last night. So Toby Green doesn't get off. Jesse Hogan does for his little strike, which it was deemed there wasn't enough force. But the Toby Green situation, we've seen a few incidents of this now. There he jumps, leaps, marking contest, isn't going to make it, braces suspended. And we've been pondering all week, well, as a coach, what do you tell your players to do?
Oh, no, I think you're at a call between a rock and a hard place there, aren't you? Because, as a player, you've still got to be able to go for the ball. And if you think you can win it, go and get it. I'm not sure what they expected Toby to do in that instance. Obviously, in slow motion, you think, oh, he probably could have avoided it. But then if you watch it at normal speed, there's not much I don't reckon he can do. It's so bloody hard. He's lucky that the player kept playing and didn't get concussed or anything, or he's probably looking at multiple weeks.
Yeah, it's an interesting one with all sports at the moment, the challenges that they face, in particular with these head knocks and concussions, and we see the after effects, or we're starting to see the after effects, but you know, administrators now are very careful and so they should be. But it's one challenge that all sports are going to have. But just on the Giants without Toby, they take on the Lions in Canberra tomorrow night. How much of an effect does that have on them not having him?
Look, I would say in previous years, it's a huge impact. What he's done for that side. He's obviously, him just being out there makes a big difference. What he actually does on the field sort of speaks for itself. But this year, I reckon, they've just been so well balanced, and he's as an important player as he is. I reckon this year they probably cover him a little bit better. Jesse Hogan's the fact that he's playing a huge in. But I don't think Toby, as much as he's such an incredible leader, and I'm sure people, running out with him stand a bit taller. But, Jesse Hogan, being their number one goal kicker this year and last year, I think that's a big in for him. And I just don't know about Brisbane. Last week, I tipped them just to get the job done and the Cats beat them. So I'm going with Giants this week down at Canberra, and I think they can cover the Toby Green loss. Whereas I reckon previous years they'd struggle.
Now, Josh, I thought you were crazy a couple of weeks ago when you tipped West Coast to have a victory. I was like, oh, please, they're not going to win too many games, and we're talking about giving them extra draft picks and all of the extras that come with a team that's been losing for a period.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, they've found their form. They pushed the Swans. Now they've won a couple of games. Harley Reid, the number one draft pick, is
going to be rested this week.
Rested this week. Why would you rest him?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, please. But I tell you what.
Good question.
What a turnaround for them.
Amazing. And there's still, Harley Reid's a relatively big out, but there's still $5 to play the Gold Coast. And, the Gold Coast last week against the Swans, didn't put much of a fight at all. They, apart from maybe a small period in the first quarter. Other than that, they were like sort of witches hats out there at patches and lacked the intensity that they'd been playing with earlier in the year. So, still reckon West Coast are a shot. I'm not sure what the line is, but definitely worth a look there. They just continue to. Last week I thought they'd get beaten, but they ended up smashing Freo, so they look like they're going to cause teams a few problems down the track.
The Eagles are plus 32.5 and 520 head to head in that game. Gold Coast $1.16. That's on Sunday afternoon. Just on the Swans playing Hawthorn. I'm sure divides the family there in the Kennedy or the wider Kennedy family. But this is the last game on Sunday afternoon. But how did you? Well, what did you make of the Swans' performance there against the Suns, as you mentioned, on Sunday at the SCG, as the Swans, I guess, again, underline their premiership credentials, Josh?
Yeah, as I said, I thought Gold Coast intensity and pressure was well down, but, the Swans can only do what they can do. They were, pretty mature performance, I thought, able to overcome a bit of a fight back in that first quarter and just look pretty comfortable throughout the course of the game. So I think they should come down and get the job done against Hawks. But again, Hawks have got the capacity to trouble teams. They pushed Collingwood a few weeks ago. Easy win against North last week, but this one should get the job done there.
I can't remember, but where did you have Geelong finishing this year? Because I can't believe they're on top of the table, undefeated, and they take on Carlton this weekend. I reckon we're going to get a better guide on what they're going to achieve this year after watching this game.
Yeah, I think, every week I feel like, this will be a good, as you say, a good guide to see where the Cats really are at. But I think where they're at is obviously at the top of the ladder, and you know they're back in contention again this year. It was only 2 years ago they won a premiership, and they're well and truly back in it. I think I've seen enough from them to think that they'll be right up there at the pointy end of the year. Having said that, Tom Stewart out this week. He's probably their most important player, I reckon. And I think with the Blues forward line, they need him. So I'm going with the Blues as outsiders this week against the Cats at the G.
Okay. And a big game, of course, as always, is a great occasion at the MCG tomorrow with Essendon $2.70 up against Collingwood $1.47. And we've got betting open at TAB for the Anzac medal as well. Nick Dacos, a $5 favourite from Zach Merritt of the Bombers at $6. Jordan Ngoi, $7. 13 and longer the rest. How does this game play out tomorrow, Josh?
I can't wait to see this game. Essendon are up and about. I think it's going to be pretty close. But the Pies have got their mojo back. There's no doubt about that. I tipped Port Adelaide last week and thought
looking good early.
I was in the driver's seat. Yeah, looking good early, and then they just absolutely rolled them. So it's going to be a high scoring attacking game from both teams. The midfield will play a big part in it, but I think the Pies will win. Dacos is obviously a pretty safe bet, I'm not sure. Who else might
to go?
I'm thinking to go was up there, but
Tommy Mitchell
is a bit of an outside. Hey, no, Tommy Mitchell. I'm thinking maybe a forward like a Jamie Elliott loves the big stage. He's one for or Bobby Hill, one of the small Collingwood forwards.
He was good in the
grand final.
There's
a bit of an outsider. Hill. Yeah,
well, he's $26 to win the Anzac medal. He's Bobby Hill, and Jamie Elliott's $41.
What about tonight, Josh? Go. Tigers and the Demons.
Yeah, I think Tigers, they're in a bit of strife with all their injuries. So I think the Demons win tonight pretty comfortably. They should.
And they are $1.17 or minus 29.5 at the line of the Demons. Josh, enjoy, mate. We'll chat next week.
Good on you, gents.